The Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Outdoor patios, landscaping design, lawn maintenance, and more. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
I did tell me yesterday, Jim, that you would have been very proud of.
Okay.
Being frugal, Jim. I was gonna stop and get gas, and then I thought, no, I'll get it tomorrow. And then I realized, okay, it's $1.84. It'll probably be more tomorrow.
So it was only $1.84.
I'm saying $3.84.
I'm going there now. Where is this?
gotta go.
I'm sorry, I messed up. I went back 20 years for some reason. Yeah, it was $3.84, and I thought, okay, I'll just get it tomorrow. But then it'll probably be more tomorrow.
Every day
it goes up like 20 cents a day.
Yeah.
So I got it yesterday. I thought Jim would have been very proud.
I am
Jim
proud of
said.
Good job.
Aren't you happy with...
I saved cents.
With yesterday, Woody?
Yes.
And what he thought did for today's Woody?
And I didn't have to stop for gas this morning. I said, way to go, yesterday, Woody.
Good job.
Yay. That's what I always say. If there's like an issue coming up in the future, I'll say like, oh, that's a problem for future Gina.
Yeah, that's right.
She'll figure
it
out later.
We'll let Monday Gina figure it out.
Yeah. Yay, past Woody.
Yay. Caveman Trivia. It's the game that Gina has a love-hate affair with.
So you get a category and you have to get the other people in the studio, mm-hmm. and you, our listeners, to guess what the thing is they're trying to convey. Mm. But we're only able to give clues that are spoken in one syllable and like a caveman.
Okay.
All right. Oh, man.
So it really limits
how
you can try to get people to guess what you're trying to to do. Okay. So, Woody, why don't you go first? Tell us the category.
The category is a famous person.
Okay.
A famous person.
Talking like a caveman. Make us figure out who you're thinking of.
Play. Gun. Bang.
Hamilton.
Dead.
Hamilton is hot.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Dad.
It's the only one I know.
Prez.
Famous person, president.
Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
Yes, George Hamilton, the famous actor who was also president
Lincoln.
And died. Lincoln,
president,
yes.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Play, Dad. Okay, that
I
makes
realized
sense.
I would have guessed Hamilton, too, by my...
Lincoln was killed at a play.
Yes, that was good. Yeah.
He was in a play or killed at a play.
That was good. That was good.
I couldn't say theater.
Yeah. Theater.
All right.
Gina, what category do you have?
A national landmark.
Okay.
All right. Make us guess that national landmark while talking like a caveman.
Snow. Ice. Climb. Sea.
Mount Everest.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
That wasn't it, but yeah, that's good too.
Good job.
Okay. My caveman trivia topic is an occupation.
Occupation. Okay.
Dude. Fix.
Mechanic.
Pipe.
Plumber.
Yes.
Hey!
Yay.
We nailed it. Hope you guys did well at home.
My heart is racing right now. I hope you guys know that.
She didn't feel so much pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
The first time we played this game, most of the stuff was from before you were born, so it was really hard for you to figure it out.
I feel really stupid. I feel really dumb when we play this game. Not only because I talk dumb, but because sometimes I just can't think quick enough, but we got there today.
You did it.
You did it.
You did well.
You got there.
Yes.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Self-esteem is intact.
Yes. Everybody is giving you a high five through the radio right now.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Scientists have figured out a way to protect your snacks at the beach from seagulls.
Oh, good.
That's cool.
According to a new study, they say staring down a seagull is enough to make it fly away.
Giving it the evil eye.
Just give it
intimidating.
The death stare.
Exactly. And so if you're thinking, well, I don't want to run around the beach looking like I'm deranged, staring down seagulls, they say, and this is true, that you can keep seagulls away from your food and snacks by putting googly eyes on your food containers.
Really?
Because they believe those are eyes staring them down as well.
So they can't tell the difference between human eyes and googly eyes.
Right.
Huh.
I hope somebody tries that a lot.
Oh, gosh.
That made Destin a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They released the video of Tiger Woods' arrest, him taking the field sobriety test and everything like that, putting him in handcuffs. He also said he was messing with the radio and was distracted by the phone. He went on to say that he was on the phone with President Trump. He's dating Don Jr.'s ex, Vanessa Trump.
From the Trump family.
If he was like slurring, they probably thought he said President Trump.
Yeah.
And the truck driver he had the accident with originally said he was coming up behind him at a high rate of speed. But now he said he was doing it at regular speed limit. So somebody got paid.
Yeah.
Wait, I've changed my story now because I got a check.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like, won't you let me go because I was just talking to the president's very important person.
Right.
You shouldn't arrest me or look into anything.
Yeah. I'm sure he could have offered on like master's tickets and they would have been fine that way too.
Yeah, right.
If he goes.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, there's a war going on, so the president's just talking about golf anyway.
Yeah. So this is interesting. A woman hosted her own sperm shower to pick a donor for her IVF process. She invited like 20 friends over. They each got a sperm donor draft scorecard. So she had like however many guys to choose from, and then her friends voted, and then they kind of picked the winner.
They got like a catalog to look through.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably more appropriate than having the guys like walk in one at a time. What do you think of this guy?
They could have done that too. That would have been fun.
Yeah. And
that's
by the
next
way,
reality show.
Yeah.
A little safety tip, if you don't want to visit HR, don't Google sperm shower on your work computer.
Yeah.
Have you guys been following the Artemis space mission to the moon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's been so cool.
It is.
Did you guys see, like, I know this is like a couple days old because they launched a few days ago, but where people were on planes looking down and they could see the launch from inside the cabin
right.
of the plane.
That was really cool.
It was really just cool. Like
so spectacular.
Yeah.
There was an interesting thing, I guess, that night of the launch in Florida, there is a news station, WINK, and everybody that worked in the newsroom and the meteorologists and stuff in Florida decided, let's go out to the parking lot of our news station and watch the spacecraft fly off into space, right?
Pretty much the entire state of Florida was, you know, rumbling with this, yeah.
So they were out there, and they've all got their phones out, and they're looking up, and they're like, oh, look at that, it's zooming! And then they realize something.
Look how high up it's going! Hey, guys, I think I zoomed in. I think it's a plane.
Oh!
They took pictures of a plane.
It's like going wild. And like, oh, wait. And then they zoom in on their phones, and there's like the two contrails coming out from just a plane. Wings.
Somebody
going from Miami to Detroit.
The guy sounded so disappointed in that.
I don't know. They're just human, but like, wouldn't you expect a news crew to be a little more. They'd pick up on that.
I mean, no offense to people who work in TV news, but most of the people who work in TV news are the least informed people ever. They just read whatever's in front of them.
They're no rocket scientists.
That's true. I know, the first day they had a problem with the fan in the bathroom.
Right.
Because that fixed. Now I've heard that they're being told get water. You know, I guess they have a pump there.
Get
and
water
they said,
or conserve it?
Conserve it, or you want them to put water in bags. Because I guess their little pump that gives them fresh water may not be working.
Oh, that's not good.
So, I mean, you can't, like, stop and get water somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Pull over to the Circle K.
Let's
get some water.
Did anybody bring a big Poland Springs with them?
But I guess they're fine.
Yeah.
We were watching last night. My friends were over recording a podcast, and so we all, like, turned it on because they were firing, like, the rocket engines one time to send them from the Earth orbit to the moon.
I know,
like a thruster kind of?
Okay. Yeah. And it was really cool. And we were watching, you know, they've got that big room where everybody's looking at computer screens.
Yeah.
And they have a giant wall with like the feed and everything. And I just looked at my wife and I go, every single person in this like picture is smarter than us. Way smarter than us.
Yeah.
Like the smartest person from their town. They were the smartest person everywhere they went.
Yeah.
While they're figuring out the trajectory of a spacecraft
right.
through the universe,
right.
we're struggling with the trajectory of our hands trying to get underneath the seat to eat an old French fry that's been sitting there since Thursday.
Guess what? It is Gender Wars time, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of your way. They can help you out. Go to localtreefellers.com. We have a lovely married couple that will hopefully be married at the end of this game. Randy and Bria in Franklin. Good morning, you guys.
Hey, good morning.
All right.
Okay, so here's since you guys are in a relationship, you can answer this together.
Okay.
Our warm-up get acquainted question is, what's a go-to place that you go to when you're bored and broke?
I'm laughing because we're not actually together. My wife is in the car in the driveway right now. I'm on the other side of the house.
So you can't even give each other like signals like,
oh, okay. Yeah,
no, right. She's like, she's all competitive. She's like, I got this. You're over there.
Oh, okay.
I guess when I'm bored and broke, I could go sit in the car in the driveway.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yes. The radio.
With the price of gas, just don't start the engine.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
All right, let's begin. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble.
All right, here we go. Bria, multiple choices how we start. Is Bubba Wallace, is he a famous golfer, baseball pitcher, or NASCAR driver?
I'm going to go with NASCAR driver.
You are right.
Woo! She was really nervous, and she's already doing good. All right, Randy. Do Lancome cosmetics come from England, Italy, or France?
Wow. I've heard of the name. I have five daughters, so I definitely should know something about this.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to say France.
France
yes,
is right.
Yes, you're right.
Good guess.
Woo.
Five daughters. You've never seen the inside of your own bathroom, have you?
Bria,
what iconic actor played Indy's dad in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Oh. It's not Harrison Ford. Is he Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Yeah. Who plays his father in that movie? You have a screw if you need it.
Oh. I got a screw. Well, he's going to know this one. He's a movie buff.
Randy, who played Indy's dad in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
I'm going to go with Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is right.
Yes.
Okay.
And he gets your point. Mm. So he is in a 2-1 lead right now, and he could seal a victory if he gets his own question right.
All right, Randy.
Here we go.
On the Food Network, what celebrity chef is the mayor of Flavortown?
Bobby Flay. Is it Bobby Flay?
No.
No, it's Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri. All right.
All right, Bria, there's hope.
You can still tie it up if you get this one right. Michael.
I mean, Flavortown. F-L-A-Y, Flavortown. That's something.
Yes. Yeah. He's the mayor of Flavortown. Michael Jordan famously won numerous basketball championships with what NBA team?
The Bulls.
That is right.
Correct. Woo!
And you have tied it up.
All right. This is exciting. If you get this right, Randy, you win. If you don't, we have to settle this in overtime.
All right, Randy.
Oh, boy.
Madison Reed is famous for what beauty product?
Goodness gracious. I don't even know that name. Oh, man. What beauty product, Madison Reed? Makeup, face makeup? No.
No, it's hair color.
Hair color. Okay.
We got to settle this with...
Journey would be so mad at me. She changes her hair every week.
Oh, and she loves you telling everybody that.
That's right. I said it was natural. You blew it. Okay, let's settle this with Name That Song. We're going to give you up to 5 lines of lyrics.
Oh, I'm so dead now.
How many will you need to name them? Bria.
I can name it in 3 lines.
3, okay. Randy, you want to do it in less than 3?
Oh, 2.
2?
You got it, Bria.
You want to do it in 1?
I'll name it in 1. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's go.
She's going for broke.
Bria's so good at this, you guys. This is her jam.
Okay.
Here are your 2 lines. Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light. Name that song.
Star Spangled Banner?
Woo!
Why, yes!
By
yes,
Francis
it is!
Scott Key. Jeannie can vouch. We don't try to rig this game at all.
No, it was already in there.
It was already lined up for this game.
You guys were a lot of fun. I hope you get to play again sometime soon.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, the ladies always win in my house.
Oh, sweet.
There you go. That makes up for the whole hair color thing you said a minute ago.
Congratulations. You've got Monster Jam tickets. Woo! Thanks for playing, guys. We enjoyed having you, and may you have a long, successful marriage together.
Yay.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits 93.3 is the Woody and Jim Show, a song we've heard a million times. I think Corey Hart says it best when he says, "No, God, it's gentle, no.
Don't put the bad in the gentle."
Every time it plays, Gina just looks at us and goes, what is that guy saying?
What is he saying?
I don't get it.
He does kind of mumble through it.
And, yeah.
You know, I know it's only been 40 years since the song came out, but yeah, we're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I did look up the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
If you're interested to see what the actual handwritten lyrics are.
Okay.
Okay.
For okay, what is he saying?
Don't switch the blade on the guy in shades, oh no.
What?
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
That's not even close to what he's singing. That's not even close.
I'm not kidding. Like, the first couple of times I heard that song, I thought he was speaking another language.
Like he's in tongues or he's having a medical episode.
He's having a stroke in the middle of the song and they just kept it.
And then even the more you hear it, you're like, nothing I'm thinking of makes sense. Like, no iteration makes sense. That still doesn't make sense.
It's funny, you mentioned off the air a minute ago that if, you know, when he performs it in concert, he wants the crowd to sing along with him. They can't because they're going, "What are you singing? Are you singing?
Hopefully everybody's drunk. You know what I mean? Everybody involved and there's total forgiveness. Okay.
Here it comes. Here it comes. No.
Okay.
No.
What is it? Say it again.
Don't switch the blade on the guy in shades. Oh no. Okay. Don't masquerade with the guy in shades. Oh no. No. He's talking about a plant or something.
No idea.
Don't shift your fan. That's what he sounds like. Don't shift for shade.
Don't water the plant.
It's like when you have like word vomit and you're like, or like,
right?
Or something's falling. Oh!
Tune in next time for another edition of Woody and Jim's Behind the Music.
Next time we're going to go and talk about a song that we've been wondering about for 70 years.
Feeling good, like I should. When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood.
Well, that song is actually pretty relevant to our mood boost because there was a young man in Boston who called the cops, but it's not for what you think. He just wanted a friend. It had just turned midnight on his 25th birthday. He was alone and he just wanted somebody to wish him happy birthday. So he called the cops. The cops looked into it, realized, you know, like, hey, he just needed to feel good.
Yeah.
So two of the cops headed over to his house, but they stopped on the way, going the extra mile, of course. They bought him like a muffin and some candles, stopped by and sang him happy birthday. And I have a little bit of the interaction here.
There you go, brother. You want to blow him out? Make a wish. There you go.
You got it.
Hey, you wish the best birthday, okay?
All right.
You're gonna be all right.
Thank you so much. This is the boy I can ask for.
All right. Don't need it all in one sitting, all right?
So cool.
He's so happy.
He said it was the best day ever.
That's awesome. If you want to see the story and the expression on his face as he's being handed a muffin with candles in it.
Face lights up.
You can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page or go to totallyhitsnashville.com. As people who are jerks for a living, we can certainly appreciate an April Fool's Day joke that days later is still getting people riled up.
Yep.
I like that.
So, it was a few days ago, the classic prank day. The Washington Wizards NBA team had a game, and at halftime, they brought one of the fans out, and they blindfolded that fan and said for an enormous amount of money, if, while blindfolded, they made a shot, they would win a whole lot.
for $10,000.
Throws the ball in the air.
Oh my.
He missed. But they told everyone in the crowd to pretend like he made it.
Oh.
And they surrounded him like, congratulations.
Oh,
once
no.
he took the blindfold off, you did it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Fans are livid.
I bet.
Everybody's saying, that's not funny. You shouldn't have done that to that guy. You're mean. They had to come clean. The guy was in on it.
Oh no way.
So the fans were the ones that got pranked.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
He knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. They probably figured, okay, if this was a real fan, they would sue the pants off of us.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's just have one of our interns, you know, go out there and pretend to be a regular fan.
That's funny.
That's a good prank.
Yeah.
They always do that at, like, Predators games where, like, somebody wearing a jersey from the opposing team that we're playing is there and they throw a pie in his face or something.
Oh,
it's somebody who works there.
Right, right.
Oh, you gave away their trick.
No,
yeah, or
no,
like the
no.
mascot dumping popcorn or
yeah,
drinks
yeah.
Yeah,
on them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The driverless cars, the Waymos. Of course, they're testing them out still. I guess they've had some problems with them so much that Hub Nashville, the place you can go and actually complain about, you know, public rights and things like that.
Street
you know,
lights
yeah.
being out.
Yeah,
things
stuff like that.
You
know, or damage and stuff. They've already opened up a portal specifically for complaints about the driverless taxis.
I saw one with no driver sitting on the side of Murfreesboro Road.
Yeah.
It was just like parked on the shoulder of the road. It wasn't blocking traffic or anything. It was just sitting there doing nothing around no people.
So I wonder if that's what they do when they don't have a rider. Like, what do they do? Just drive around aimlessly? Or
yeah, well, it seems like
somewhere?
It would make sense to park.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
what this one was doing.
So do they have to pay to park like we do? How's that working?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
The Waymo car just sitting on the side of the road looking at its phone.
Yeah.
Wow. So the Blake Lively versus her It Ends With Us co-star Jason Baldoni court case just took a turn yesterday as a judge tossed out most of her lawsuit, in which she claimed sexual harassment in a hostile workplace. The only thing that survived were, I guess, a breach of contract, retaliation, and abating and abetting retaliation.
Mm.
So it's still going to go to court in May, but pretty much the judge said a lot of the things she was claiming were a bad work environment were things he was doing in character on set. And he's like,
which is kind of what the whole movie was about.
Yeah. He's playing an abusive, hostile
person. So he's doing a good job.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't sue him for that.
Wow.
Most of it is gone.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So this is kind of cool. There's a multi-generational farming family in Wilson County, and they have gotten asked to, you know, sell their land for development to come in, and they refuse to. They've even had their farm since like the 1800s.
Good
for
them. That's awesome.
They're really sticking it to the man.
Good for them.
That's the people that put their family first before, you know, a big paycheck.
Absolutely.
That's good.
This would be awful tempting.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of us would have a tough time turning down the big money.
I'm sure they thought about it.
Yeah. I know, yeah.